the main dividing line here are tax rates. President Obama wants tax rates to go up on just the wealthy. John Boehner wants tax rates to go up on no one. Now, John Boehner has said, listen, we've put revenue in the mix. Republicans have reversed decades of orthodoxy here and have put tax revenue on the negotiating table. But they say President Barack Obama has not come toward them. So we're really at loggerheads right here. And the administration says it's very simple. Tax rates need to go up, and they're not budging from that.
Do we know what a final package might look like? It's probably going to involve tax rates going up, probably going to involve some kind of entitlement cuts. Do we know that if what that might look like, even if it's not exactly what either side wants?
Well, we've kind of speculated for a long time in the press that rates could go up to 37% on the wealthy instead of 39%, which would be a concession by both men. But for tax rates to go up, Republicans say President Obama has to make drastic changes to entitlement programs, especially health care entitlement programs, to allow those rates to go up. So we're really kind of in the woods right now. We don't know what's going to happen, and neither side appears at this point to be budging.
Right, and it's the pace of these negotiations that I think surprises so many people. We're just days away from the end of the year now, and there really doesn't seem to be a whole lot of urgency on either side. They both say they want to get stuff done, but, I mean, they're doing a lot of other stuff in the meantime.
That's right. I mean, we're very close to the end of the year, and these things take time. Once the deal is crafted, it takes time to get through the floor process, to get votes together, basically to convince people to vote for the package. So here we are on December 8th, just weeks before Christmas, and we're really not in a great position. But we also have to remember that these things come together at the last moment. There's a sense of momentum toward the end of the month, and it kind of feeds on itself, and these things get done. We've seen it with the payroll tax holiday in 2011. In 2010, we were arguing about tax rates and Bush tax cuts, which were extended by President Obama in 2010. So the end of the month, we'll see the pace pick up a little bit.